Hey, AfterBuzz TV fans, tune in now for the How to Get Away with Murder After Show. This is He's Dead, recapping Season 4, Episode 9.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, we're back, finally. Man, hopefully everybody had a great winter break. Obviously now it's much better because we have this show back.
It was so good! I was so excited. I wasn't this excited, actually, on my way here. I was like, the drive, the traffic. But, hey, y'all.
Hey, welcome back, team. Where can the people find you now that we're back?
Sorry about me sipping my water there. Y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant.
Hey guys, Elena here. You can follow me on all social platforms at Hey It's Late. And if you're in the chat room, it will be me that's being Elena. So engage.
Interesting. It's a clever camouflage. Yeah.
No, really the name is up. Being Elena. So I want you to know okay. that it's me. We're here.
Oh, okay. She's your screen name Elena. Is being Elena. Yeah. Gotcha. Wow. That was,
come on,
it was
JB.
Very meta. For
you
a second.
Guys have been slow all day. I have to tell you what they asked me after the show. I have to.
Totally. Well, yeah, we'll get to that. Everybody, you guys can follow me at Hey John Blake. Let's get started because there's a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a crazy episode. A lot went down. Started kind of where we left off at the crime scene with the elevator. Blood is everywhere. It's pretty messy. Annalise left her bag as well. So the hard drive's in the elevator still.
She knew nothing about the bag.
Yeah.
You know, she probably should grab that. I feel like, isn't that like girl 101 for to like grab the purse?
Not when you right? have dead baby
you're
in your
scared,
hand.
Right,
but
yeah.
I mean, I thought I would assume the paramedics picked them up. And then,
well, they did. So, clearly, the paramedics picked up the bag because the police had her bag. Oh, no. The
no,
police
no,
got
the
her bag when she went
the
to
paramedics,
the house.
I feel like, would have grabbed Laurel and her baby.
Well, the bag was left there. I said it incorrectly. I'm sorry. Right. Because the police got her bag.
Well, okay, first of all.
The bag's very important. Yeah, we can talk about it later, but it has the hard drive in it, and that's like
they almost died. There was blood. There was death. There was no heartbeats. There was finally a cry, and no one's thinking about the bag, especially if I'm in a loop. Like if you come to my home and you just robbed a bank and you have a duffel full of $50K, but you're dying. I'm not thinking about the duffel. I'm thinking about your life. Unless you text me and said, "Hey, just robbed a bank. Don't forget the duffel." Like you know what I mean? Like on your way.
Right.
I'm not thinking about the bag.
I mean, I wasn't thinking about the bag either, but now that we've watched the whole episode and I had time to digest, now I'm thinking about the bag because we know that the police got the bag, but the hard drive wasn't in it. So that's obviously going to be a premise for the whole season or all of the rest of the season. Who has the hard drive? Are they going to get it back? Is Laurel's dad going to hold the baby because of this? Yeah, that's why. That's
in
why
that
it's
voice
interesting now, but at the time, no, I was not worried about the bag.
Well, we saw the hard drive fall out of the bag. And we were like, someone should grab that. We thought Bonnie was going to be the one to save the day. She kind of said,
clearly. She did a little bit.
She did some things. Clearly, I still feel ways about Bonnie.
Right. Yeah.
Same. I'm smiling even yeah. though I say that.
But you're like, still.
Because
not,
this
not
episode was
fan.
Just so good.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, everybody was kind of playing catch up with each other, which is kind of cool because we got a lot of interactions with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think everybody was definitely getting to Laurel's baby, but it was kind of cool to see how everybody got there.
Yeah. It's finally the reason I kept saying this all throughout the episode. I had chills, I swear, almost the whole time because all of these questions, how did this happen? How did Isaac get here? How does he even know them? Blah, 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 blah. Everything was answered. Like, or not everything was answered, but everything was put together. Like, all of these things that we saw all throughout the first half of the season, they came together in a little stream, and we saw how they happened. And I would just like to shout out that I was right that Laurel is in a psych ward.
Yeah.
Well, no, I had to tell baby I was right while we were watching.
We were right about a lot of our predictions.
For once.
Because I remember saying that Annalise was in the shower. Somebody thought that she had something to do with all the craziness, and I was no. You know, we're just basically, they need to hire us and make us writers because we're on it.
I think so.
Yeah.
If we're guessing if this good and the show is as popular, then
Cameos. Hello. Yeah.
I interrupted you when you were talking with my laugh because Price in the chat room said that he hopes the poor baby doesn't grow up to be like weightless. And you know, It's so bad that I couldn't hold my laugh.
That's a pretty good one, though. I do like that.
I love weightless.
Weightless is so great. I mean, he may have been weightless.
Yeah, it is mini weightless. Let's be real. Yeah. But it's also mini, like, Castillo fortune.
But sounds like he can probably buy his way in. This poor little thing.
This baby also has mafia ties.
Kind of scary.
But at least now we have confirmation as of tonight whose baby it is. Officially
Frank is not the father.
Wes's baby.
You are not the daddy.
Little baby Gibbons. Poor Frank. You are not the father.
Poor Frank.
Except, you know, dad's going to like name it something Castillo. But okay, I got to say this. Obviously, we'll talk about how Laurel's dad has the baby. And we know maybe a reason why he would have it. But do y'all think that he'll harm the baby? Or he'll... I mean, because he clearly didn't want it to happen. Or will he use it as leverage? Or
That's a very good question. I think he's going to use it as leverage. I think even though he hates the fact that the baby exists, I think he's like such a... old school, like, family values that I think it would be tough for him to get rid of his grandson.
Well, now that the baby is alive, also, people know that the baby is alive. So it's not like he can just, you know, erase the problem. It's not like he can...
Right.
At this point, I mean, the baby is premature. It could die, and he could think of it, oh, this is, like, morbid and terrible. But he could think of it as, you know, oh, if the baby dies, then it could be a good story. Look at what he and his daughter went through, and this is bringing them together. But I mean, I also more than that,
you
I think
it's
like
he has a heart like that to.
Yeah, I mean, clearly someone in his camp, whether it was directly him or not, I don't think he does anything directly. Someone put drugs in Laurel's system. I don't think for a second that she was doing cocaine.
We knew that that was her daddy too.
Right.
We didn't know how he did it or when he did it, but we knew that it was him in the drugs.
Right. Yeah. He definitely has access to that. Dominic is super sneaky. Clearly, he could have, you know.
But is Dominic, has he been a white horse the whole time and we just didn't know? I mean, no, he did kill Wes, so there you go. He's not. I gotta stop, because for a second I was thinking with what Laurel said, like, oh, he's the one who's gonna help because he did call me. But also he's done everything that Laurel's dad, Jorge, has said without second thought, but obviously...
Including killing her baby's daddy.
Right, but obviously knowing if something's gonna harm her, he has known her... for her entire life as well, so it's not like he wishes her harm. But
Day in the chat room says that they agree with you because the dad is way too old school.
Yeah.
But I think that he's really too cut...
Price is killing it, by the way.
Wait, JB gets one person to agree with him and he got stuck. He was like, nice.
Like, shout out.
Such a dude.
That was so funny.
What was I
saying? Please continue.
You were saying...
I think that her dad is a lot more cutthroat, and we're really going to get to see that because it's been insinuated all these past seasons, right? And we're like, nah, he still kind of wants to be there. Even when they had their lunch or dinner together at the beginning of season 4, we were like, oh, he doesn't want to... You know, he doesn't want to hurt her. He still loves her, but you can't trust people like him because he has two sides and he flips them really quick.
Mm-hmm.
And how he turned on her in, like, the courtroom and all of these documents. I just, I want him to die. I want him to die.
Right. Mr. Castillo.
I want to say this, though. Can I touch this?
Oh, go for it.
Because I'm already touching it. I can't scroll up. But someone just said, there we go. So she didn't actually, Niles. Hey, Niles.
Hey, now.
Says she didn't actually have drugs in her system, right? They just faked the medical report. Yes, that's what I...
Right.
I don't know why I said that that way, because I do think the medical report is just faked. I don't think he actually put cocaine into her body. Then that's why they were pushing so hard for another drug test. Right. And she's like, I want to see it happen when I'm there, blah, blah, blah. But now she has all this other crap in her body, so it's not even really
matter. Yeah, it was interesting, the whole, like, antidepressant conversation that Dr. Isaac was having with Annalise about, you know, Laurel should have been taking them, she got off, and that's why she was, like, stuck in that psych ward wing. That was interesting to me, because you would think that maybe that would affect, like, the pregnancy or something, taking something like that, well, but maybe it doesn't.
I have no meaning the antidepressant. I have no idea if it would. I would assume it would, but I kind of am totally on the same page as Isaac here, because if she has a lengthy period of taking antidepressants and she gets off of them, whenever she tells whoever it was that she's Michaela that she's off of them, she's pregnant. Like, right. She has a belly. So clearly she's been taking them when she was pregnant. So it's like, if they see it, that she has a history, and then she randomly just stopped, and then all this stuff happened, I kind of agree with him. It's not smart for them to do anything, because it could just make things worse at this point.
She only went off of her antidepressants because her OBGYN told her to go off of her antidepressants because of the pregnancy. It wasn't like, oh, I'm going crazy, let me stop taking my meds. It wasn't anything like that. It was for the well-being of my child. I need to stop taking these pills, which shows my responsibility as a mother and as the care of my child. And it's also hard because we know Laurel. Mm-hmm. We know her story. We know what she's been doing. We know that she's not going to sit there and have a drink or do drugs. Right. So regardless of her being on the antidepressants or not, like, for Dr. Isaacson, what's his name?
Isaac Roja.
There we go. For Mr. Roja, I get it. I get his concern. And from a person on the outside, I would agree.
Yeah.
But I'm not on the outside. I'm like part of the Keating Five a little, you know.
We are very much on the inside.
Yeah, yeah. We're on the inside. Circle. So we know. Did y'all notice that they're back together, kind of, in this episode, right. By the way?
Who?
The Keating.
Oh, I know!
Like, they're all... Yeah. They were in the hospital
They were all together. Happy. Except now Oliver is, like, being a wet blanket. They, like, come on, bro.
Don't kill him. What a wet blanket. Please. Oh, gosh. The second that I saw Bonnie, like, walk through the doors of Kaplan Gold, I'm like, this is how she gets back in. I've been wondering this whole time, how, after all that's happened, how is she gonna, like, integrate back? How is everyone going to be back together? And I guess this is what it took.
Yeah.
Because she is, I mean, she's doing her job as the DA, but clearly she was helping Asher. Clearly she was helping Oliver at the same time. So maybe she's trying to get back in. I don't know.
Maybe. It was nice to see everybody finally. Like, I forgot how long it's been, really, since everybody, even like Frank and Annalise and Bonnie and Nate, like everybody that we care about, pretty much, since working together.
Since Annalise fired them at the dinner table.
Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of rough times.
It's been a rough few months for these kids, but, you know.
But, I mean, even before that, I feel like, you know, people were on outs. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to have, like, the gang back together and be, like, finally united.
It was nice to see Annalise, like, fully kicking butt for the kids again.
Ooh.
She's been on all this, you know, stuff with, whatchamacallit? Oh my gosh, why am I thinking?
Yeah, she went off the rails too.
With all of her cases. But tonight, whenever she just manhandled that cop, I was like, you go, girl.
We were like snapping. It was the it was the hospital attending who was trying to get her to...
Yeah, she dropped the bomb on that lady. She like, had no idea. She was like, I'm going to give you $100 million class action suit.
Yeah, actually, I'm a Castillo standing attorney at this point. So what you might want to do is handle. Sorry, I'm having a moment.
Totally.
Okay, I'll stop.
Yeah, no, and she straight up served her. Like,
she did,
which was awesome
because she just literally was like, okay. If she would have added a biatch at the end, it would have been.
If she would have added a what
biatch?
Did y'all see how April's head tilted when she? It was like
it was very authentic. You know,
that's how you guys do it.
I think she got a little carried away a little bit with all that emotion, though, too, Annalise. Because she lashed out at Dr. Isaac, like, hardcore.
Oh, yeah, that was
a
bad.
Little uncalled for. I mean, granted, you know, tension was high. The mood was kind of emotional.
I mean, we can't lose all of our Annalise. She's got to have a little bit of her old personality going way too low when it's not necessary.
Right, yeah, that was a low blow, though.
But he'll forgive her because he loves her.
Yeah, which is like, whoa, okay.
And he understands, obviously, what she's going through. We have to remember that just, like, a couple of hours ago, she pulled a catatonic baby from Laurel.
True.
Like, so that's pretty traumatizing, obviously.
Yeah, she still did. She delivered the baby, like, through a elevator gate.
Yeah,
she definitely did.
Which is impressive.
And she still was able to, like, handle all of the stuff in the way that she did. So I've already forgiven her for having this moment that she did, even though that was a low blow, Annalise. But, you know, it happens every now and then.
I mean, her shower scene, her breakdown in the shower scene, mm-hmm. shower scene was warranted because of all that she's gone through.
Right.
It was like, okay, because, you know, she has been on this emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
So knowing that she's still on top of her game, she's still taking care of these kids. And that kind of hurt me. Like, mm-hmm. that scene in the hospital when she was like, you guys still haven't learned. Oh. That hurt me so bad for yeah. her, because they get her into so much crap when the detective was like, we're treating this as investigation because this is Anna Lee. She couldn't be telling us the truth. It's like, damn, like, you guys have really, I mean, I played a part, Annalise played a part too,
right.
but they have really ruined her reputation. Mm-hmm. Like, when we first met Annalise, she was just on top of it, and all of these murders and everything has really ruined her. So to see her still basically serving them,
yeah,
that kind of broke my heart.
Yeah, that was so sad. And just the fact that I always go back to, she is the only one who actually hasn't murdered anyone. Not that all of the kids have, but they've all been, like, very involved. She's just done stuff to protect them,
right.
literally ruined her reputation. Now, not to say that she's totally innocent. Obviously, she's done some very messed up stuff. She's been an alcoholic. She's done, you know, stuff on her own to mess up her reputation as well. But so many of those things wouldn't have happened if she wasn't under this crazy stress because of all the stuff that these kids did.
Yeah.
So that's where I still go back to, like, how do they get off?
Right.
Like, being pissed at her for anything just because she makes moves to protect them.
Totally.
But then look at the dumb stuff that they still do. And, like,
kids,
Michaela
will be
said it
kids.
I guess.
But Michaela, no, I completely agree with you. I think, you know, the whole scene with Dr. Isaac was her lashing out because she was trying to protect, again, yeah. Oral. Like, she was worried about her and her safety. And I just had this very traumatic situation with her dad, like, kind of losing the baby to his custody, mm-hmm. and now thinking that, you know, that baby is now in danger because of what she wasn't able to do. She wasn't able to kind of convince people, like, paperwork-wise, mm-hmm. that, like, the baby should stay, and so now its life might be in danger, and she, I think, is kind of internalizing that a bit.
Yeah. Well, and, I mean, there's really nothing she can do. Like, there's no proof. If he's paying off the nurses or whoever
right.
to fake this drug test, then it's not like they have people there that are gonna not... or say it's not true.
Right.
She can discredit him in some way with the stuff on the hard drive. I mean, the fact that he has gone through these lengths to try to steal the baby, mm-hmm. they can start de-piecing that. And I know that they're going to come up with a plan. I didn't expect Dominic to die in this episode because he was
yeah.
part of my plan. Ooh. So that was like a shocker mm-hmm. A little bit. But I definitely think that there is a way for them to discredit who he is as a man, as this person of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready for him to go.
But it was good that whenever he called Laurel, or we saw the scene where he called her the night before, and he's like, he knows you're pregnant. And she's like, I don't care. First of all, she is an idiot for going to dinner with him and thinking that he wouldn't know. Like, she looked pregnant. She didn't drink the champagne. Whatever. We gave her too much credit for getting away with that when we should have known that she didn't.
Yeah.
But then whenever he warned her, that's, again, I was like, what idiots? The dude is the owner of a telecommunications company. Of
right.
course he is going to have access to everything that she does. He's going to know everything. So how did they think that they were going to get away
right.
with this?
And, yeah, I think it's a very easy phone call for him to make. If Dominic's capable of killing people, like, all the time, he can just
right.
be like, hey, can you just watch Laurel, like, any time in public and mm-hmm. just see if she's pregnant?
Yeah.
Pretty easy confirmation to make
yeah.
from anybody. Like, not even... You don't need to be, like, a trained assassin.
JB, can you kind of get us together? Can we kind of go through what happened and the questions we had that
yeah.
were
yes.
answered?
Yes, totally.
Because Simon's alive. We
yeah,
had
a lot of things happened.
What's
so,
Simon's name?
Simon Drake.
Simon Drake. We had Simon Drake on the
Bayzad.
Bayzad, yeah.
That
was real name.
We had Bayzad on the show for the first half.
Yeah,
and
that was really cool.
He couldn't tell us whether Simon lived or died.
Now we mm-hmm. know.
We knew. We kind of pieced it together because we're geniuses.
Yes.
That Simon lived. So
yes.
now we know that for sure.
Yes, we do. But Oliver is being like his...
Danielle in the
like
chat room.
Like hallway pass card.
Danielle in the chat room says she doesn't know why we're hating on Oliver because he's right. So
he's totally right.
I mean, perhaps.
Whose side are you guys on?
I mean,
wait,
yeah.
Oliver is okay.
I can.
Oliver is right. They don't need to like harm this innocent person. Literally, when he said it, he's like, this guy was shot in the head because of us. Right. He doesn't. I mean, he shot himself. That, but
he did shoot himself.
Yes, but I am on the page of if he wakes up, then they're all screwed.
That's what I was going to say.
For sure.
Morally, he's trying to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's admirable. However, we know well enough, because we've been a part of this group for mm-hmm. 4 seasons, that although that's the moral thing to do, we're in too deep mm-hmm. for anything else. Because Simon Drake got shot in the head, he's gonna wake up, if he has all his senses, with a vengeance. Yeah. He's gonna be like, oh, heck no. You, and you, y'all stole this, then they're framing me. Because he's up to go to jail when he lives.
Yeah.
Because they framed him. So he's not going to go to jail, lose his immigration. Like, he's not going to just take it for the team. He's not a part of the team.
It's also everyone else's word against his, though. And the evidence is in his apartment. It is. But whatever Asher said, he's so right. Like, he's like, I saw the dude's brains. I'm pretty sure he's not going to, like, be having lengthy conversations if he wakes up. So I kind of think that, even though that's too easy.
I think he might.
It's too easy for that to happen, but I just think it's every other person's word against his. The stuff was in there. It just depends still on what Asher actually told the police, though. Because they did that whole scene where Michaela's talking to the police and Oliver's talking to the police. And then Asher's telling Nate
right.
in prison. But he's telling Nate, he's like, I told them the whole truth. But then he told them the truth. But then they're telling them a different yeah. story. So did Asher actually tell them the real truth?
I feel like the stories were really similar. I mean, that was a really cool scene how they edited it. Like, Michaela and Oliver kind of being at the same place and wondering what Asher was going to do. It was kind of like a whole prisoner's dilemma situation.
Yeah.
But it seemed like their stories lined up, except for the one fact that Asher told Nate that Laurel was there. And the other two told them that it was just three of them.
But no, Nate, well, yeah. Asher was telling the whole real truth.
Yeah.
Michaela and Simon. Michaela and Oliver were telling
their made-up version.
It definitely was not the truth, what they were saying. We just did the
same
thing.
It was pretty close, though. I mean, like, they... Granted, they didn't tell the whole truth, but no, I think they
tell the truth at all.
What are you talking about?
Simon shot himself.
He did shoot himself.
That he put the gun to his head and shot himself. They said that they were trying to talk him
a little bit.
That he was waving the
gun.
They
lied, JB.
They said
they did lie. I'm not saying they didn't lie. They didn't
want to get deported because he had all of this. He had stolen something. That's what they told the police happened.
Well, they gave a little bit of motivation, maybe, where they insinuated a few things.
They got the details, the main details, who was there, who they wanted to know was there anyway, right. and that he shot himself.
Yeah, and but that, like, Asher picked up the gun afterwards.
But they definitely, Asher told the real truth to Nate. But right. I'm like, did he tell the police the real truth? I don't think so, because he obviously wouldn't be out, but...
Yeah, I just mean that the Michaela Oliver story, as it stands, is pretty close to the truth. Aside from the fact that they just completely lied about Laurel being there.
People in the chat really think that he either is not gonna make it,
mm-hmm.
or he's gonna be like some kind of...
Who, Simon?
Simon. That he's gonna not remember what happened, or just be in some kind of slumber state, or maybe be awake and not be able to speak.
Yeah.
And I kind of agree with that, but I forgot who I was reading. Someone brought up a great point when we were talking about Oliver being a douche, mm-hmm. all of a sudden. They were like, you have to remember that Oliver had a crush on Simon. Or Simon had a crush on Oliver, but then Oliver played into it. Right. And that's a good point, because that is probably why Oliver doesn't want Simon to die.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, no, Oliver and Simon, I think, had a legitimate, like, close friendship relationship thing happening.
But I think if Oliver wouldn't have played into the crush that Simon had on him, then Simon may not have been where he was. Because he went after Oliver.
Yeah.
Oliver was flirting with him. So he has, like, an extra chip on his shoulder, or an extra, like, feeling of grief over maybe I'm, like, slightly more responsible. But no one else knows that. Or one knows, like,
and
that
I think,
part of it.
I think Oliver, like, through that, Oliver knew Simon, like, just as, like, a regular person. Yeah. As, like, you know, they're both non-murderers. But, you know, I think they're both into a lot of the same things. So they were actually friends. And for him to be, like... I think that's why it's a little easier for him to kind of stand in the way of the main crew that we care about.
Yeah.
Because he's like, well, you're equally my friends. Like, I'm not, you know, I think if the shoe was on the other foot, if Simon was, like, coming after them, he would do the same thing. Be like, dude, you're not kidding, too.
So Simon is living. We want him to live as a cast because we've met
him.
We
like him.
Yes.
Yes.
We met him for real, and we want him to have a job.
Yes.
Did we
yes.
not agree? Confirm. Okay,
yeah.
guys.
Yeah, I like that. Like, well, no, his acting is phenomenal because he's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
And I hate Simon.
So much.
It's, keep it up.
Okay, so what other answers did we get this episode?
So we got Frank is not a father, we talked about.
We got that Nate is still sexy.
Oh my god, did y'all see? Sorry guys, close your ears. Listen, when Connor knocked on Nate's door, just give us a little bit.
Totally, take your time.
When Connor knocked on Nate's door and Nate opened it and all you saw was like his rib cage.
April, did I you grabbed see that? Elena. I was like, oh. And then I even made JB look. I was like, JB, yes!
It was like this. You know, no, I'm gonna reenact. Okay, maybe not. Listen, the door opened and he was like, yeah, what's up? And then the camera panned down his abs and it was like,
nice.
That's it, guys. Okay, that's it. That's all we got.
Moral nice. Of the story, well, yeah, Nate glad. Is still dead sexy, but he's also helping them out. He's helping.
Yes, which I like.
He's why
I like,
Asher gets out of
I like jail. Nate and Bonnie being like back on the team, even though they're like very much not tools in like the sense that they're like not cool.
Yeah.
It's just like they're more like
Nate's always
more
been
like
cool.
Assets instead of you know, like main characters with like specific agendas.
Nate's always been cool. Bonnie, not cool. Yeah.
Isn't it hilarious how Nate is always ready to save the day? Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, Annalise needs you. Oh, she does? Okay.
Ready.
He doesn't do it like that, but.
Wait, who saw Bonnie? Who went to the door? Who saw Bonnie on his couch?
Connor.
Connor saw Bonnie on his couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Bonnie, I know I kind of touched on this earlier, but that was a clutch move when she was like, I was his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, she completes... This. She gets Asher off of the whole jail thing, which is nice.
It's also smart that... Now, this is something that I didn't know, which has shocked me because of the amount of Dateline that I watch. But I think it was smart of Asher to tell them that he touched the gun.
Absolutely.
Knowing that they would have found his DNA. Now, I'm not going to lie. I thought if you wiped your fingerprints clean, they wouldn't find anything.
Yeah.
So, good to know. But, yeah, I definitely think that was the right move. And how they were questioning, I'm like, of course, if they're going to find it, you don't want to lie and say you didn't touch it or you have no idea. And then they do a DNA sweep and they clearly find hers.
Totally. Because I think of everybody there, he would have the most motive, technically, mm-hmm. because, you know, he, like, people have seen him in public with, like, friction and with Simon. Mm-hmm. You know, they had that altercation at one of the... like parties, so I think he was like an easy target, not knowing that he was hauled off to jail.
Yeah,
I think it was smart of him to have done that and touched the gun
mm-hmm.
and fess up to it. At the same time, I'm happy that Michaela and Oliver like played through like that chess game of like what did he say and figured out that like he would probably say that.
Oh, another answer that we got is when Tegan. Obviously,
yes. Oh God, that was the best.
What
that was like my favorite line of the show. Just you're not as good as a liar as you think you are.
Ooh,
boom.
Because you know she thought she was so just like.
Yeah, I mean the acting was phenomenal. Like I was like, I believe you.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the truth, but still,
yeah.
You're compelling me.
She did great when she was trying to convince Tegan. But when Tegan popped back and was like, you're not that great. And then she still let her go. Like, she didn't try to fight her about it. She was just like, I'm on to you. That just let me know that it's about to be some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. Because Tegan likes Annalise, but because, you know, after their whole ordeal.
Right.
But because Annalise is now trying to save the day with the kids, that means Tegan and Annalise are going to have to go head to head.
Right. Mm-hmm. Plus, Tegan's ass is on the line. Like, she is coming for blood because like she has to get I think all loyalties are going to be thrown to the wayside because she needs to cover her own neck especially at the company and with this huge client like her entire future is kind of riding on the fact that she didn't do anything wrong or that she wasn't a party to this problem and like more than that she's got a duty to find out like who did and why this happened and kind of track that down.
But now that Lil Dominic is dead, that's at least one monkey off her back.
I know, classic Frank.
Well,
back in the game, just that killer cars.
It was the whole "you're not the daddy" thing that sent him over the edge.
I'm like, yeah. You didn't even kill him for a good reason. Like, he was just messing with you. You didn't get any information from him. That's the best answer of all to me. What? It's probably the lamest to anybody else, but now we know who Christoph was calling.
Oh, no, that was my favorite. Listen, when I heard Wes's voice, my entire body caught. Like, you were catching chills the whole show, and you kept saying chills, chills. And I was like, yeah. And then the whole Wes scene came back, because it kind of wasn't on my mind for this show. Mm-hmm. Like, I know we brought it up several times, but for this episode, I didn't think we were going to get it, because we've been waiting so long.
Right.
So when he came up, I just started reliving all of these things, and I don't know what happened. It was a moment.
Well, yeah, I mean, do you remember at all? Was there a moment that we've seen, at least, that Laurel talked to Wes and said, like, hey, if you're ever in a situation...
No, I have no idea, obviously, why Wes would have, in case of emergency,
I think, well, to me, at least, Laurel's relationship with Dominic, obviously Dominic had mentioned that he, like, fell in love with her for a while, so they were close at a time. And so I think her knowing him on that level and not being on the outs with him, like, she would kind of go to him as, like, a fixer if she was in a jam.
Yeah.
Because he can clearly clean some stuff up.
But why say people. That his name was Christoph?
Well, I was going
to
say...
Well, no, because I think he was trying to be, like, incognito about
it. No?
You think that they had met before?
There's something deeper.
I think that there is something deeper in their relationship. Either Wes did actually switch on the team and was working for Laurel's dad or something. But for him to know him as Christoph and not Wes, Dominic.
Yeah.
And this is the same person that killed you?
Hours later.
That just doesn't make sense. Whack.
Yeah. I'm going to call you for an emergency and then you're going to murder me. It just doesn't make sense. The Christoph thing doesn't make sense. I don't know.
That's what threw us off. The fact that he used his name
right.
is what threw us off. Like, who could it be?
Yeah.
And then it's the person that kills you. So it's like, okay, well, what's the backstory? How does that make sense? But it's so good.
Oh, Niall says, when Dominic was about to kill Wes, Wes said, why are you doing this? Not who the hell are you or anything.
Really?
That's true. He didn't say who are you.
I don't remember that.
He's like, why are you doing this?
So do you think they were like friends?
I don't know about friends.
I mean, that's a little, but like on the same side.
Maybe they could have met. Yeah. I mean, like he may have called him and they met up or something and then... something else happened. So he may have known who Dominic was, so he wasn't, like, surprised when he saw him, like, in the house.
But that's gonna take us into a whole other realm, and then it's like, would he be filming on the show again? It's
clear I hope so. I mean, not only to see Wes again, but I think...
That's just like a heartbreaker that I don't even need to go through.
Really? But I want to know why Wes was killed. Like, that's still like an open thing for me.
I definitely want to know why, but I'm saying like having him back on the show, film, like I would just be sad because clearly it has to end somewhere.
Right.
But... I don't know. I mean, I definitely want to know.
We get some flashback scenes, some cameos.
I mean, I'm sure we are because we got the same one that we had for a while tonight. But my thing is, if they're going through that backstory with Wes and Dominic, it really sucks because Dominic is now dead.
Yeah.
So it's like now we're going through the backstory of two people who are no longer alive. Like, that's just kind of, come on, you know?
And then it's like... Frank killing him, obviously, Laurel's not happy about that because she wanted to call him because she thought he'd basically come to her side since he called her the night before. But it's like there could have been so many other answers that we would have gotten from him as far as like, I mean, clearly he wanted to track Oliver because Tegan told him that Oliver was the one at the place. And that's the moral of like their whole story is who was trying to like actually get to Antares. But he already knows. He already knows that Laurel had something to do with it. That's why he warned her the night before. So it, I don't know. Oh gosh.
Whose side was Dominic really on? Granted, he did the dirty work for the dad, but was he trying to
help Laurel.
You know. Right, but like, help with what? Was it like, don't have the baby tomorrow? Like, that's not like a thing you can do.
And if he knows that, imagine what else he knows.
He would know. No, I remember, I know that. I think it sounds like he was kind of alluding to the murder, maybe? Or murder?
Oh, I thought he was alluding to what was happening with them getting the files.
Ooh, wait,
or that
what?
Too.
Dominic, whenever he was called her the night before and said, your dad knows you're pregnant.
Open threat.
But I thought that's what
I thought it was too.
He said, think of what else he could know. And she was like, that's why I should have called it off right then, but I didn't.
Or it right. could be...
Oh, yeah. So shutting down the whole shot stock the plan. Thing. Yeah.
Right. Or it could be the you don't really know her part. Because remember when he was talking to Frank, he was like, you don't really know her. I don't really know her. Her dad don't really know her.
Right.
So there's something that he knows about her that we don't know. So maybe when he said, your dad knows you're pregnant, think of what else he may know. Your daddy know what you thought he didn't know outside of the files.
Mm-hmm. And he knows all about them
And he
murders.
Knows about the murders.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he's known about that for a long time. Correct. I mean, if he's been tapping her phone and doing whatever and he knows all of this other information, then I'm sure he knows about everything.
Yeah, well,
but it's
and again,
daughter, so
yeah.
what do you, I mean, you're not going to do anything right. about it.
And I feel like that has to add up, or I hope it at least adds up to his motivation to kill Wes, because it seems so, like, out of the blue otherwise.
Yeah. I mean, I really hope that, obviously, I hope that we find out.
Yeah.
But it's just, there's so many other things going on. We're left with all of these questions now. We got a lot of answers tonight.
We did.
There's still more,
thankfully,
I feel like,
yeah.
that we got.
The story.
Well, yeah, I mean, Mr. Castillo, just in general, he is like a symbol of questions. Like, everything, yeah. he's like shrouded in mystery.
I like him. It's a weird thing. I think he's cute. I know. It's bad.
Fair enough.
I think he's cute. But I also, I'm like, he's a good, let's say, villain to have because
yeah.
he essentially is all about himself and is willing to do whatever he can.
Right. And he's a super powerful character, which is kind of yeah. cool because, you know, he can kind of buy his way out of things and just, like, influence all these, you know, roadblocks for Annalise and the Keating Five, four.
But it does seem like he really
fully
loved...
accepted Oliver in the mix.
No, it's still got to be five. But Oliver doesn't count. He definitely genuinely loves Laurel. Like, he knew she was pregnant and he hadn't done anything.
Right.
So would he have done anything if he didn't find out about him trying to ruin her? Obviously, he loves her, but his life would be over if all of this stuff about his company was found out. So I'm like, maybe he wouldn't have done anything. Maybe this is just like... no, it's a terrible thing to do, but it's like a grasp at, you were going to do this to me, I have to protect myself, and mm-hmm. this is the best leverage to have.
What is going to happen to Tegan now that... Mm. So, okay, so we're talking about the dad and his power, right? Mm-hmm. And he's going through all of this stuff with Laurel and the baby, but he's still going through... Remember, he was switching something with his companies, and they had to act faster. I can't remember exactly what
it
is.
They switched it. They opened that. They were going public.
They were going public. So he's... His whole life is, like, up right now. His personal life, his business life. And now that this episode has happened and we know that, you know, his files were stolen, Dominic's not there to clean up the mess because he mm-hmm. was trying to get answers from Tegan.
Mm-hmm.
Dominic's no longer there. And we know that Tegan and Michaela had this encounter. That means Annalise and Tegan are going to have an encounter.
Right.
Who would win? I don't know.
Right.
But now it's like, is he going to bring on these board of attorneys?
Probably.
He's
got to in some way, like because he has to be fully prepared with all of the baby stuff. In order for a judge to take a baby away from the mom, there's got to be history of
right.
drug use and, you know, history or proof that the baby would be in an unfit situation. That's literally the only way a judge would take it away from the mom. So he's got to be, like, fully prepared. It's, I mean, clearly he already is.
Oh, yeah!
Whoa.
Wow. Sorry. That was not nice. I'm sorry.
No, I was done. I was done.
Okay. So
fire away.
Remember I texted you guys because I didn't think the article was real about the whole scandal.
How to get away with murder.
Oh, yeah. The crossover,
so,
people, if you
Mayra,
guys haven't heard
Mayra
about this.
Said that
scandal
the oh, yeah.
is crossing over with How to Get Away with Murder. Crazy.
Sorry, just remembered. Mayra was like, Laurel's dad's going to hire Olivia Pope, which would piss me off. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Olivia and Annalise are going to go head-to-head and not Tegan and Annalise?
Whoa.
That's hard.
I wouldn't like that.
Man, that, I would love that. I mean,
no,
I think
that would piss me off. Don't do that.
I think Tegan could get some swings in if she went against Annalise, but, like, let's be
it's
real.
It's
no contest there.
Damn.
Like, that, though, that's like...
So, whoa. Do you think... Okay. Do you think the dad, Jorge, George, is going to end up hiring a big dog attorney to fight this?
Whoa.
Is it going to be, like, this custody battle kind of thing? Because he does have this super high... business position, which would
that'd be
sense.
Cool. That'd be
he
cool.
could definitely hire her for Olivia Pope for something, but it's only a crossover episode, so
right.
it can't be anything of, like, major importance.
Right,
but
right.
I bet that is how they'll cross it over.
Yeah, maybe it goes up to like the Supreme Court or something.
Yeah, it's like she can go against somebody else, just not against Annalise. Yeah. But I was just thinking too, I wonder if Dominic's death is somehow going to come back on Tegan, because she's the last person to talk to him. He was asking her all of this information.
Right.
Now, and then he all of a sudden.
Interesting. Yeah, that could be a reasonable frame up job.
I don't know.
I feel like, I don't know if Dominic is a pivotal character enough, like, in society. Like, he might not even be, like, an American citizen, you know? Like, we don't know.
But he's Jorge's, like, right-hand man, so he's definitely going to know that he's missing.
Right, right. But, like, he's Frank also an assassin, so are you going to, like, be like, hey, my assassin's dead or missing?
Frank has his phone. You know Jorge is all up on that Find My iPhone. Like, he definitely is going to know, so it's just dumb.
It looks like a droid.
I mean, maybe it's smart for now because it seems like Jorge is where he's...
It looks like a droid.
It was an Android.
Oh, sorry.
They're all tech savvy with Android. Sorry not to bring up the iPhone. Sorry.
But Android thing. It's going to be like... Also, bring up the iPhone.
I know in the comments they're already doing scandal and How to Get Away. They're talking about Eli Pope or Jorge Castillo.
Oh man, that's tough.
See, like, so this they're whole gonna go iPhone, Android.
That's like what I'm most excited for. I want there to just be like a new series that just both.
That would be amazing. But so Jorge's gonna know, or we'll see that his phone is at the hospital, so he could think that he's there, like checking up on Laurel, doing what he's supposed to do for now, anyway.
Right.
But clearly, he's gonna find out soon.
Totally. Well, yeah. Let's make some predictions then.
Oh gosh.
Well, now,
I don't know.
Our whole thing was pretty much.
We don't know where the heck still, this second.
We did pretty good. We did pretty good from the last season. I feel very confident coming into this new stretch of season.
Yeah.
Because I think so. The last episode before this was called like "Live, Live, Live." I think, mm-hmm. And like there's like three people that were like questionable, and they all live, which we confirmed, which is nice. This one, he's dead, which I feel like means Dominic.
Yeah. Because they say he's dead.
Yeah, because
Frank literally is like, he's dead.
Right. I mean, like, because the baby's kind of up in the air, but, like, yeah, I think he's going to survive.
The baby's up in the air for Keating kids.
Right, right.
Not everyone, because remember, they haven't been able to get inside the hospital. No one's given them updates. So, in their mind, Laurel or the baby still dead.
And, you know, and the baby still could die. I mean, the dad could...
Stop.
Flip a switch.
Stop it.
And, like, Simon can totally die. I think both of them are going to live, though. I think Simon's going to pull out later down the line, and I think he's going to be, like, hazy, though, for a while, too. I think there's going to be, like, several gray areas of tension. And I think the baby's going to survive as we figure out, like, more about Mr. Casillo and, like, this whole his whole master plan.
Yeah. I think that they're gonna. I think they're gonna back burner Simon for a little bit, even though he is what the kids are gonna be worried about right now. But I think the baby, Laurel's dad, how does she get out of this situation is much more important.
Yeah, that's priority one.
Than the rest of the
100%.
Oh, also, we still have no idea who has the hard drive. I have no guesses about that. Who would have it? Because. Whoever picked up, someone got it before the police picked up her bag, seemingly. Unless someone was with the police, but then who would that have been? I don't know. Unless Bonnie has it. She's always very sneaky. I'm always like, she killed this person. She did this.
Well, especially with Nate's, you know, like kind of her and him working as like a team in cahoots. Mm-hmm. I feel like she could have. They can get their way into getting the hard drive.
And she's the only person that was at the crime scene at the apartment that might know... That's true. That might know that something is up. That would think to look in her bag.
Right.
Why would just someone random from the crime scene... Or it could have been Dominic. Dominic could have had it because we see him leave whenever Connor is in the hallway talking about whatever he's talking about.
Right.
Totally.
Whew. Okay. So... First of all, you guys aren't giving us any predictions in the chat room, and usually I steal yours, but
yeah, they are. Black Magic 99. What are you talking about? I think Nate has it.
Maya, Nate has it.
First of all, that hashtag Rebecca treatment, it was mentioned earlier, and it made me laugh. They said that Oliver needs to get the Rebecca treatment.
Ooh.
Because he's being...
Just Bonnie, just come see me in the basement real quick. We gotta talk.
You know what's gonna happen? Woo! I really just don't know. Like, it could go so many ways. Mm-hmm. I don't have enough right now. Like, I got the answers that I wanted for the first 8 episodes, mm-hmm. but now I have no idea what they're gonna do with it. Like, is the second episode gonna be as great as this one, or is it gonna be like, ah, great, here we go again, you know? What I would like to happen, though, I want Laura to get her baby back. They can go do the hard drive scene and it can be some other kind of crap. But I just feel like she needs something stable. Obviously, that's going to be a long fight and it's going to be something that happens at the very last moment. But I want Annalise to get laid by Nate.
Mm-hmm. That's a good prediction.
I'm ready for Dr. Roja to go. I'm ready for Isaac to go.
Really?
Not die. I just think that the arguing between
got run its course.
Because even when we didn't get to talk about it, but when Annalise threw that jab about his daughter committing suicide, like that was just too much for me. Like at this point, they are going below the belt, and I'm over it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
TBD.
I'm just going to say whatever happens next episode, I'm going to act like I predicted it this episode. So let's just insert a blob here.
Perfect.
There's my prediction.
Totally. a lot of good stuff to look forward to. Yeah. I guess we'll have to wait until next week to find out. But luckily, it won't be months and months like the last break that we had. It did go by quickly. Hopefully, everybody had an awesome holiday.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year.
Woo!
Wow. 2018.
I know. Crazy. But yeah, I guess we'll see next week.
Yeah.
I think so. Do you guys have anything else?
No, that's it.
Yeah.
See y'all next week.
I don't want to go.
Sounds good. Where can the people find you guys?
Y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant.
And you can follow me on all social platforms at @Hey_It's_Lay.
Awesome. You guys can follow me at @HeyJohnBlake. Tune in next week for another episode.
Bye guys. Woo, until next time. Woo,
woo. Later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.